Lake Effect continues now. Students at UW-Milwaukee are getting hands-on experience teaching children with autism, and families are getting much-needed help. It's part of a partnership between Milwaukee's Autism Behavior Network and UWM. Dr. Jeff Crisco is director of the Autism Behavior Network. He's here with psychology student Joni Feedy, who works with an autistic boy. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Hi.
Jeff, I think I'll start with you. Mm-hmm. You have been dealing with kids with autism for a long, long time. What about this association? You're bringing UWM students into homes. How does that benefit both you and them?
Well, this has been going on with UWM for about 6 years, and we have to thank Dr. Marshall Dermer of the psychology department for all his aid and assistance, whereby he teaches a course in applied behavior analysis. And as part of the course, individuals have assignments, and one of them is to work with a child or work in an area where they can use the techniques and procedures of applied behavior analysis. And over the years, what we have done is we have offered to employ these students with our company to train them and to have them work with our autistic children in the home. Although the course is only one semester long, the students commit themselves to at least 6 months to work with us and work a minimum of 6 hours a week with a particular family and child using applied behavior analysis procedures. It has benefited us immensely. It is very difficult with the type of funding that we get and how low it is to hire people to work with children. Students are very enthusiastic. I think Dr. Dermer has benefited, too, because my understanding is his students get some better placements. And also, I think his class size has grown a little bit because he can place more students.
Well, Joni, tell me about the family that you've been working with for about a year, and one student in particular. Tell me about him.
Well, I've been working, with the same family since the past summer, and I've noticed so many changes since I've been there. And I started working there before I took Dr. Dermer's class. So I've been able to see what I can do with the child before and after what I've learned with the class, which has been really great, too.
When you're in the home, what are you doing? Your student is about to turn 10. What kind of work do you do together?
We do multiple types of therapy programs. We do social programs, homework. We do play. Play is really important because then they have to have, breaks from all the cognitive thinking. And we try to incorporate it all in. I do 3-hour therapy sessions so that, the child can work to his best ability.
There are all sorts of kids with autism, and the spectrum seems huge. And so what are the particular challenges of your student, and how do you try to help him out with those?
The particular challenges would be more of the social aspects. And we just try to cope the child to be able to deal with the world in a way that's beneficial.
And now, Dr. Crisco, you mentioned the funding part, which is probably an enormous part of your day. There's not a lot of funding for this kind of one-on-one attention. So how does this program, when you get students who are benefiting from the experience, how does this factor into what you're dealing with every day?
Well, the students get paid the same amount as anybody that we would hire. Again, I think one of the difficulties we have, of course, is hiring individuals who will stay with us for a sufficient period of time so that they can get to know the child, learn how to work with them. That takes 30 hours of training, direct one-on-one with our senior therapist and the individuals we hire.
In the home.
In the home.
Together.
Absolutely. And at that point in time, we make a determination based on how well the new employee has functioned, whether or not they can work alone with the child. And then they begin to take on their own shifts. In Joni's case, she is working 3-hour shifts with this particular child who has a lot of problems in terms of social interaction. He violates space. He talks when you're talking. He goes off topic frequently. He doesn't stay with tasks at times. So things can be quite difficult. We want to teach him that certain behaviors are necessary for the learning process. It's like teaching a child to learn. And in the process, we work on a number of things. In high-functioning children, it tends to be social. And we use as a medium of interaction at times some of the academic things that they need to do. And we will bolster that, too. If they're having problems in reading, which is a functional skill, we will help them. We have reading programs for the children one-to-one, or math programs, or whatever is necessary.
There's a need for teachers, but also a need for funding. And you've said that there's a really long waiting list.
Correct.
If you're a family with a kid with autism.
Yes. The waiting list right now for individuals to enter any of the in-home programs can be from 18 months to 2 years. And this is a significant problem. If I see a child, for example, at the age of 2 years, he may be four years of age before I can pick him up in the program. And there's nothing really in between for them that's a one-to-one intensive intervention. And it's a sad state of affairs that this has occurred. So what we've done is we've tried to do as much as possible for these families in the interim while they're waiting. If a parent meets our criteria, they can become an employee of ours, work with one of our children, learn the ABA, applied behavior analysis techniques, and potentially use those to help the child in the interim. Of course, once we begin working with a child, it can no longer be our employee, but during that period of time, they are not just sitting, they are actually learning themselves and getting trained and getting paid for it too.
Well, Joni, you are a senior and yes. About to graduate. What has this experience done, you know, to help guide you and decide what it is that you want to do full-time at some point for a living?
So much, actually, since I am a psychology major. I've kind of struggled with whether I should go back to school right away to pursue my master's, because that's something I would like to do in the future. But this is something, it's a psychology program. I'm learning so much, and it's kind of guided me as to whether or not I wanted to work with children, where I've decided I do now want to work with children, and, you know, just given me options for the future as well.
You know, you're very positive about it, but it's hard to teach a kid with autism, and I'm sure the burnout rate is high, or if you haven't had in-home training and then you experience it for the first time, it might be hard.
It is. I mean, at first it was hard, but I really think that the benefits, it's so rewarding. I mean, it's really, I like it a lot. But it can be hard, especially at first. Training is hard. Getting used to the child, you know, like the 30 hours of training. And when you first go by yourself in the home, it's difficult, because if the child needs something, is demanding, or it can be difficult, but you get used to it, and I think the benefits overweigh it.
In the year that you've been with a 10-year-old that you're working with, what kind of progress have you seen?
A lot. I actually, when I first started, he was a new client. So the child was brand new. So we were, my senior therapist and myself and the others on the team were pretty much starting from the beginning. He was not speaking a whole lot. I mean, he could, but now it's just huge difference. His behavior is a lot more appropriate to the situations that he's faced with, and a big improvement, I would say, was in this year.
Really encouraging. Thank
yeah.
you both for telling us about this program.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Dr. Jeff Crisco of the Autism Behavior Network in Milwaukee places students from UWM in the homes of children with autism. Joni Feedy is a psychology major who works with an autistic child through the program.